Hey, we are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join in on the conversation at Twitter at eRadio Sports. Our NFL offseason news and notes continues with ESPN, Freddie Coleman. What do you think is the strength of this year's draft then, Freddie?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm going to say the trenches. I think this is an offensive, defensive line rich draft that you're going to get a lot of guys.
Okay.
That are going to be impact players, especially with protections. I think Laramie Tunsil, the kid out of Ole Miss, he's going to go number one to the Tennessee Titans, and that's going to help them protect Marcus Mariota and help their run game. Ashawn Robinson, the defensive lineman in Alabama, I really like him a lot. I think he could be what Aaron Donald has been to now the Los Angeles Rams, a guy that can be in the middle of your defense and push the pocket back and make those kind of plays. I think you're going to see a lot of interior linemen, interior offensive linemen that are going to be the strength of this draft, because if you can't protect your best asset at quarterback, you better find somebody that can make him worried on the other side of the football. And I think we're going to see a lot of those guys, a lot of those guys that can get after the passer and a lot of those guys protecting the passer. It would not surprise me out of the first 30, 31 picks in the NFL draft that 20 to 21 will be either interior linemen on the offensive or defensive side of the ball.
Okay, let's get back to shine the spotlight on the Dallas Cowboys. I got to ask you this. I mean, are they ever going to win a Super Bowl with Tony Romo? Because the mileage, it just continues to rack up. I mean, will they at least compete for one? Give us some hope, Freddie.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll say this, and I'm a longtime Dallas Cowboys fan.
Okay,
and I said this when Tony Romo first got on the scene. I said, I wonder if he is going to be the Danny White to the Roger Staubach that was Troy Aikman. Danny White was really productive, became the first Cowboys quarterback to get his team to three straight NFC championship games. But he didn't win one, didn't beat San Francisco, didn't beat Washington, didn't beat Philadelphia. And he paid the price for that because people looked at him and said, well, Roger Staubach would have won those games. Roger Staubach would not have lost any one of those games in the NFC championship game. Tony Romo, to me, Alyssa, is in the same spot because Troy Aikman has three rings. He only lost one NFC championship game, and it took a Herculean effort by the San Francisco 49ers to keep the Cowboys from winning four championships in 4 years. Tony Romo has been as terrific of a quarterback that we've seen in the National Football League when he's healthy. 2 seasons ago, he had an MVP-type season with this team winning the division.
Right.
And they were a bad rule away from going to play Seattle in the NFC championship game. But sometimes either you're born at the wrong time or things don't happen right for you. And I just wonder when it's all said and done, we'll look at Tony Romo as a good quarterback, but which would put him in the same category as a Danny White, where those guys had the misfortune of being the main guy after two greats of the organization, two greats of the game, Roger Staubach for the Cowboys early and Troy Aikman in the 90s for the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, Freddie Coleman is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to this interview at podcastarena.com. Click on our YSR tab. And as we zero in on the Dallas Cowboys, we're talking about some of the priorities that they have in the offseason. Do you think they need to change their basic philosophy and some of the players that they are bringing on board? Obviously, the Greg Hardy situation, but Randy Gregory, I mean, for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy.
Yeah, I'm a big believer. And with Randy Gregory, he has issues that may go far beyond football. And that's something that he has to work out. And the Cowboys are going to do everything they can to get him help. But if he's not going to receive that help properly, you got to let his problems be somebody else's problems. And I thought the same thing about Greg Hardy. And the reason that Greg Hardy is still being talked about in the National Football League, because he has a unique skill level that can knock down the quarterback. And that is very, very seductive to any NFL team that believes, well, if we get him here, he's going to be better. And Jerry Jones thought that, and it completely blew up in their faces. And my question was, well, what did they expect? Because he was not going to change. Especially, you heard a lot of things he said before he joined the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
What would make you think that by bringing him around your guys, that that was going to change? And there's no way that was going to happen. So if you're the Dallas Cowboys, more than ever before, you have to vet everybody. If they have any kind of issue that you have any concern about, you can't bring that guy to your organization. If he goes to some other organization, he turns out fine, then so be it. You wish him well. But I've seen how these situations where one time it works, but the other 8, 9 times it doesn't. Why are you going to try to go against those odds and think that you're going to be the team that's going to fix that person? Only that person can fix that person. And the Cowboys have not learned that. Then it's going to be the same old song and dance with him. They're going to be like Bill Murray in the movie Groundhog Day. Every morning it's 5:59. He's in Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe. And he's waking up in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. That's where the Cowboys are, in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, until they change to try to make things better and not take a risk or take a chance on risky players hoping they're going to be better once they're around Jerry Jones and that organization.
You're exactly right. They continue to sign high-profile players with bad baggage, and it's like Dallas is this rehab center. So let's quickly, we're running out of time. We want to transition and cross over into some NBA. Just give me some hits on where you see the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. They've lost three of their last five. How concerned should Cavs fans be at this point?
Well, here's the one concern I have about Cleveland, because I don't think a team would be able to beat them in a seven-game series in the Eastern Conference, although the way Boston has played lately and Toronto's played lately, I'm starting to be a little shaky about that, because both of those teams won't have the pressure that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to have.
Right.
I think the only team that can beat Cleveland in the Eastern Conference are the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if I'm hearing a team that has won 41, 42 games, and one of your players is saying there's a high concern when it comes to what kind of basketball team we're going to be, that's really alarming to me, because that means the pressure is getting to them already. And we're not even close to the end of the regular season. So if they're feeling that way now, what is it going to be like in the playoffs, where that pressure is going to be magnified a hundredfold on this team? And I honestly believe this. I think a lot of players are looking at this in that organization and saying that if we don't win a championship this year, who's going to be here? Who's not going to be here next year? And I think that plays a big part into their psyche. I also wonder what kind of alpha male power struggle could be going on in that locker room between LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, because LeBron has the best instincts, but that doesn't mean that players want to hear it each and every day. And I wonder how many guys are rolling their eyes going, LeBron, we get it, we get it, we get it. Just stop and let us go play basketball. But LeBron knows any window of opportunity gets smaller and smaller and smaller as you get older. And he didn't come back to Cleveland just to get to the NBA Finals every year and lose. He came back to Cleveland to win an NBA championship. You add all of that, and the only team I think you can get in Cleveland's way will be the Cleveland Cavaliers. How they manage that outside the basketball court and not let it transfer to the basketball court is something worth watching with this team once the playoffs get started.
Freddie, my final question for you is, what do you think of the job that Tyronn Lue is doing?
Well, it's a tough situation, but I think the one thing he's established is that he's going to be his own guy. So I don't know if I'm going to give him a grade right now. It's going to be incomplete, mainly because the power in that organization still rests with LeBron James. And if Lou is not doing a good enough job, LeBron James, in my opinion, is going to have some say-so about it. Or manager's going to ask him, what do you think? But this is LeBron James's guy. That doesn't mean that Lou is everybody else's guy in that locker room. And I wonder how much of that could be affecting this basketball team, that Lou has LeBron's ear and vice versa, and how that could affect playing time for this guy or chemistry on that basketball team. So Lou's done a pretty good job in a tough situation, because that cannot be easy, not only replacing a guy that many people thought was a very quick firing in David Blatt, but now you're coaching a guy in LeBron James who can have his prima donna moments, and you have to manage that. But then you have to worry about the egos of Kevin Love and also Kyrie Irving and other people on that basketball team. That's a very thankless job that Lou has now, but he wanted that job, and we'll see how he'll be able to manage that, especially when every move he makes or does not make in the playoffs is going to feel like Armageddon with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Freddie Coleman of ESPN has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. We're up against the break. Freddie, always a pleasure when you're on the program. Thank you so much. Great insight tonight.
Thank you, my friend. Always good to talk to you, and be well, and let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. NBA talk. Kevin Harlan is going to be with us from TNT. You stay close.